Hi, I'm Amelie.
And I'm Sarah.
And we recently landed on the topic of humor during a conversation we had. And we wondered, is humor connected to the status of a relationship? Or in other words, what is the connection between humor and intimacy?
So in this podcast, we are going to try to answer this question by discussing our own experience with humor in our own personal relationships.
So to start off the conversation, I was wondering, Zara, who is the funniest person you know and what is your connection to them?
Definitely my sister. We share a lot of the same experiences and we are really, really close. Funny enough, she would say that I'm the funniest person she knows, even though I would not consider myself especially funny. So I would say connection between humor and intimacy exists in this relationship. Although, have you ever met someone, a previous stranger, and felt an immediate connection to them through humor?
Yes, I definitely experienced finding someone funny immediately and then felt closer to them. I also noticed that I make friends easier if I find them funny, without necessarily having the same type of humor. So in general, I would say the closest relationships in my life are the ones where I love the most. And I think that applies to most people in their lives.
So you do believe that you can find someone funny without having the same humor?
Of course, having the same type of humor helps. But it is not necessary, in my opinion. Also, I might not think something a person I just met says or does is funny in the beginning, but it grows on me during the course of our relationship. My boyfriend, for instance, likes those monkey memes and GIFs. You know, the ones where a monkey is driving a car or is playing table tennis?
Yeah.
At the beginning of our relationship, I thought they were dumb, but now I kind of like them. When I see them now, I think about my boyfriend and I laugh about them.
I would totally agree with you. Simultaneously, I would say that you find some people funny just because you have a close connection to them. For example, I would say that my mother is hilarious. But if she wouldn't be my mother, I wouldn't consider her funny at all. Especially because many things we laugh about would be considered rude by others. My mother has bad hearing, and all of us, she included, make fun of it. But this is only possible because we have this close relationship.
What do you think is it about intimacy that helps humor? Or like, why do you think closeness helps humor, or vice versa?
I believe sharing the same experience with someone connects people, and humor is a tool many people use when dealing with something, for example, trauma or tragedy. When people experience the same trauma, they use humor as a coping mechanism. Therefore, humor brings some kind of comfort, and when there is someone who experiences the same thing and deals with it the same way, you automatically connect with them. But it's important to point out that not everyone deals with trauma the same way, and that is important to keep in mind. So I do believe that laughing is the best medicine, because if I'm feeling bad, laughing with the people close to me helps. What do you think of this saying?
I definitely agree, especially that laughter is the best medicine with the people closest to you, and that you definitely have to have a connection to them. I also believe that humor kind of has this great power to comfort in moments when it doesn't seem like it can get any better. Or in very bleak moments, humor can help. But humor has to have the right balance with the right people. And I think intimacy is key to that balance. Like, you kind of find out what the people around you need in terms of humor in certain moments, if they're good or bad.
Yes, I totally agree with you.
So to now kind of come back and round it all off with our podcast about humor and intimacy, I would say that Zara and I pretty much agree on, Zara's nodding for everybody who cannot see, that we both agree on the definite connection between humor and intimacy, and also maybe necessity between the two.
Please remember that we are only talking about our own experience and our own way of thinking. It is totally fine to have a different opinion and to think otherwise, but that is what we thought about this topic.
So thank you for listening to our podcast.
Bye-bye.
Bye, have a nice day.